Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Today is Tuesday, November 22nd. Moving right along. We're just about at Thanksgiving and just about in Christmas season, full blast. Soon it'll be time for Santa to drop down the chimney, and I'm getting excited. My wife, Cindy, put up a lot of Christmas decorations in the last few days. Starting to feel a lot like Christmas here at Wayne Root Central. Let me mention my newest commentary. It's called the Annual Root Turkey Award Winners of 2022. And the perfect GOP ticket for 2024. I just wrote it this morning. I think it's pretty cool stuff. Happy Thanksgiving. It's been quite a year. Normally, I release my annual Root Turkey Awards for the biggest winners and losers of 2022. But I'm going to only announce my big winners this year, no losers, because we all need a jolt of positivity. I'm sure the media and Trump's critics consider President Donald J. Trump the loser of the year. It's been a rough year. The entire U.S. government leadership is out to destroy Trump. He has the D.C. swamp, deep state, every establishment politician from both parties, every CEO in America owned by China, the entire mainstream media, and the Attorney General, DOJ, and FBI all out to take him down, ruin his life, and prevent him from ever running again. Congratulations, President Trump. You are the most wanted man on the planet Earth. But I've always been a contrarian. So my pick for the biggest winner of the year is President Donald J. Trump, precisely because the whole world's against him, because the odds are stacked against him, and despite all the attacks, Trump is still standing. In perfect Trump-in-your-face style, he just announced he's running for president of the United States again, and he's still the front-runner. Two recent national polls tell the story. One poll has Trump ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for the GOP presidential nomination by 18 points. The other poll shows Trump leading Biden for president, while DeSantis is only tied with Biden. Trump wins 44-42, and DeSantis ties 42-42. So Trump is clearly the choice. After all the hate, vitriol, slander, blame, unprecedented raids on his home, and political obituaries by the media, Trump is still the leader to become the 47th president of the United States. That makes him my annual Root Turkey Award winner of the year. But close behind, nipping at his heels, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the entire state of Florida. Florida makes my list of winners of the year for having the best governor in America, the best economy in America, the most freedom from COVID lockdowns, masks, and dangerous vaccines of any state in America, and the best election fraud prevention system in America. DeSantis made sure that no one can rig, cheat, or steal elections in Florida. There are no universal mail-in ballots allowed, no ballot drop boxes allowed, no ballot harvesting allowed, no counting ballots for days after Election Day allowed, the strictest laws against voter fraud in the nation, and Florida has voter ID. Because of that, you can't cheat in Florida. Result? The GOP won a red wave landslide in Florida. DeSantis and Rubio won in landslides. The GOP won everything up and down the ticket, proving, if there's no cheating, Democrats have no chance. That brings me to the point of this column. Here is a Thanksgiving wish and election strategy that puts the GOP on the road to victory. My two annual Turkey Day winners need to put their differences and egos aside and join forces to save America. Trump, DeSantis, 2024. Trump was the greatest president of my lifetime. DeSantis is the greatest governor of my lifetime. Why should we have to choose? Trump needs one more term to finish what he started. In case you forgot or you've been brainwashed by the nasty fake news media, I'm here to remind you. In the past presidential election, Trump got the most votes of any president in history and the most votes of any Republican in history. And Trump added the most additional votes of any president in history, over 11 million new voters between his first presidential run and his second run. Trump will be the 2024 GOP nominee. DeSantis needs to accept that. If they run against each other, they will divide the GOP and everyone loses. If they run together, their powerful synergy will be impossible to stop, and DeSantis will be president in 2028. But Trump needs to give a little, too. Trump should give DeSantis an unprecedented role. He should agree to put Vice President DeSantis in charge of making the whole nation into Florida. DeSantis should be in charge of election integrity under Trump, and DeSantis should be in charge of medical freedom under Trump, guaranteeing Americans that under Trump DeSantis, there will never again be lockdowns, business closures, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, or vaccine passports. Trump will need to change his residence to his Las Vegas hotel to satisfy the rules of the Electoral College. No two candidates on the same ticket can reside in the same state. Choosing Vegas as his residence means Trump pays the same zero state income tax as Florida. Everyone wins. That's my Thanksgiving wish, and that's my Thanksgiving advice. My two winners need to put their egos aside and do what's right for America. Trump DeSantis is the GOP dream team. That's not just a Thanksgiving wish. It's one heck of a Christmas gift for Republicans across this country. So there's my latest column. I just finished writing it literally 5 minutes before the show began. The annual Root Turkey Award winners of 2022 and the perfect GOP ticket for 2024. Now, I only wrote about the winners because there wasn't room to write the winners and the losers and still give my advice for Trump DeSantis. But I will verbally tell you about who I picked as both my winners and losers. So I think the winner of the year is Trump, as I said. Because he's still standing and he's still leading DeSantis and he's still leading Biden, despite the entire world coming after him. I think the other winner of the year is DeSantis, as I just said, just an incredible governor. And Florida and the Florida economy and the Florida electoral system, or I should say the election system that prevents voter fraud. All of that, winners, winners, winners. I think the other winner of the year is Elon Musk. You know, the guy had the balls to buy Twitter for what, like $60 billion? I don't know. Crazy number. $44 billion. All right. $44 billion. And he said he'd buy him, and then it seemed like he was backing out, and then it seemed like he was just doing it for publicity. And son of a, you know what? If he didn't actually close the deal, he really bought Twitter, and he's really firing all the people that are big snowflake losers, and he's really allowing all the people that were suspended or banned for life to come back on again, hopefully soon. That will include Wayne Allyn Root. This guy is the real deal. I love you, Elon. That's great. Another winner of the year has got to be Wayne Allyn Root, and I'll tell you why. I just celebrated my first wedding anniversary with Cindy Parker Root. I'm very honored and blessed to be married to the beautiful Cindy Parker Root, and I don't know how she put up with me for an entire year, but we made it through 1 year and celebrated our one-year anniversary last night. Great meal on the Vegas Strip, one of the finest restaurants in Las Vegas. Had a great time. And also, I've got two new TV shows. You know, some people have two new babies. I have two new TV shows. You know, one on Real America's Voice TV Network, America's Top 10 Countdown on Saturdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And then, of course, every day daily on Lindell TV, which is frankspeech.com, every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific. So I'm certainly one of the winners of the year. The liberal media doesn't see it yet. I'm below the radar. But I'm coming up fast as the next Rush Limbaugh. And this was a big, big close to the year for me. So I think I make that list. Now, on the loser side, I think Joe Biden, well, first of all, I will admit that Trump would be on the loser side. You know, for the average liberal or the average media member or the average rhino Republican, Trump is the loser of the year as well as the winner of the year because it's been a rough year and everybody's against him. But also, but again, he's the winner of the year because he stood strong against all of that. And then also on that loser of the year list is Joe Biden. And some would say, no way, he should be the winner of the year. You know, because he just defied the odds and historical trends, and he actually did pretty well in the midterms, considering it was one of the best performances ever in the midterms. But here is a guy who is still, despite what I think was a rigged election, he didn't do well in the midterms. They rigged it, and they stole it again. And the proof is that even after supposedly winning the midterms and doing very well and defying the odds, he's still the lowest most unpopular, lowest ranked president ever. His ratings are so low, they make Trump at his lowest look popular. Nobody likes Biden. Nobody. And he's destroyed the country, so we're the losers. Biden's the loser, and we're the losers. He's destroyed the border. He's destroyed the economy. He's created the worst inflation in history. He's destroyed us in Afghanistan. He's destroyed the military. He left $80 billion on the ground in military equipment. Biden is the biggest loser. Pelosi is the biggest loser of the year. Pelosi's gone. And right at the end, she had to endure the humiliation of her husband. We all know what her husband was doing. Come on, I don't even have to say it on the radio. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know what her husband was doing while she was on the road? Twice in a matter of a few weeks in his car and then in their home? Come on. The other big losers, the three McLosers, are McConnell, Mitch McConnell, McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, and McDaniel, Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC. They do nothing for us except stab us in the back. They're losers. We need to get rid of all of them. And probably the biggest loser, the tide for the biggest losers of the year, Kamala Harris. Nobody wants her. Nobody. I mean, Kamala Harris will not be the VP, even if Biden does remain at the top of the ticket for 2024, which I highly doubt is going to happen. Biden will be long gone by then. But if Biden stays, everyone agrees. First of all, everyone wants to dump Biden, even on the Democrat side. But they all agree he's got to dump Kamala Harris. So she is the biggest loser of the year. And, of course, Hunter Biden's laptop is the biggest loser of the year because they had buried it and they made it go away. And now it's back again and Republicans control the House. So they're aiming all their cannons at Hunter Biden. And it will lead to Joe Biden in massive corruption scandals. So those are my losers and winners of the year. Trump and DeSantis should team together, get rid of their egos, put them aside, and we win the presidency in 2024. Hi, this is Wayne Alarute.
Hi, this is Wayne Alarute.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alarute. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. It's Wayne Alarute for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusive exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wayne on the Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's amazing how people don't listen. I just read you my commentary about my Thanksgiving Turkey Day winners, Trump and DeSantis, now that you joined together on the same ticket. And then I even explained that the Electoral College rules say two candidates on the same ticket cannot be from the same state. And therefore, the easy fix is Trump is going to have to change his residence to his Las Vegas hotel, which is easy to do. This has been done so many times in history. When Dick Cheney was running with George W. Bush, they both made their residence in Texas. Did you know that? And all that happened is Cheney said, okay, I'll just make believe my residence is Wyoming now. That's it. Nobody even checks. You could have 8 homes around the world, and you claim one of them is your residence, and that's it. You run for president on that residence, and nobody says a word. And Cheney served 8 years as vice president. All Trump has to do is say, my Trump hotel in Vegas is my residence. That's it. Somebody sent me a nasty little note, you know, like I'm a moron. They can't run together. They're from the same state, Wayne. A brain is a terrible thing to waste. That's what he put. It's just a moron. You know, hey, moron, can I explain something to you? I said that right in the column. I'm the guy who wrote the column 6 months ago that all you people that think Trump's running with DeSantis, it's not that simple. You can't be from the same state on the same ticket or you lose the electoral votes of that state. I'm the guy who pointed that out to the entire United States of America. I'm well aware of the issue, but it's the most easily solvable issue in the world. One of the two just claims another house as their residence. And in this case, it can't be DeSantis because he's the governor of the state of Florida. So he can't say I live in Missouri. Well, he's the governor of Florida, obviously. But Trump has properties all over the United States. He can claim New Jersey. He can claim anywhere he wants. But he's got an actual hotel in Las Vegas. He could be living in the penthouse in Las Vegas. He could name that as his residence. And he pays zero state income tax, just like Florida. And the entire problem is solved, and that's how the two of them get together. So you thought that I didn't understand that. I'm the guy who told that to the whole country. When everybody else was saying Trump DeSantis months ago, I was the guy who explained why it couldn't be Trump DeSantis unless Trump changed his residence, his legal residence, And at the time, I actually suggested he could change it to New Jersey and he'd pay a lot more taxes. But he would, you know, he's a billionaire, so who cares? And he would save America. It's worth it. But now I've come back and I realized he could name Las Vegas, Nevada as his residence. And that's a much better idea because he does own a hotel here. And he'd save all the state income tax. So he wouldn't even lose anything. Just see, Nevada and Florida is zero. They both pay, they both charge zero state income tax. So Trump could do it and not lose a thing. All right. Let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is VRA. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA. His global investment and economic newsletter, his top-performing recommendations, have beat the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Let Kip prove how good he really is and how good his VRA system really works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for investment advice. Isn't it time you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com. And remember, 2 weeks are free and the book is free. VRAinsider.com. It's amazing when you have the media on your side, you get away with anything and everything, right? The Bidens are going to spend Thanksgiving at a $30 million Nantucket estate while Americans struggle to buy turkey dinner and to put, you know, food on the table and to put gas in their car and to pay the electric bill if it's cold, and they're spending it at a $30 million Nantucket estate. Just like the Obamas used to do, if you're a rich Democrat, you get away with this and all the poor people vote for you without even thinking, without even knowing there's a problem because the media doesn't say a word. It's just disgusting. Makes me want to vomit. It's so ridiculous. I remember when George H.W. Bush lost the presidency to Bill Clinton in 1992. You know, he was running for re-election. He had been up by a landslide, by the way. I don't know if people remember that, but George H.W. Bush was up by a landslide, and then the economy got bad, and then all of a sudden the whole lead was gone, and then he lost to Bill Clinton. And that's how people feel about a bad economy. They hate the president in a bad economy. And George H.W. Bush was asked at a press conference what the price of some grocery was. I think bread. I think they asked him bread or milk and eggs. And he didn't know. What the hell? I don't know. I go in a store, I buy eggs, I buy milk, I buy bread. I don't look at the price. It is what it is. That doesn't make you a good president or not, but if you're a Republican and they ask you that question and you don't know, you're an out-of-touch rich person. But if you're a Democrat, you could stay at a $30 million estate while the country's starving and in a great recession that you caused with the worst inflation in history and the worst gas prices in history and the worst Thanksgiving prices in history. And nobody says a word. All because the media is a bunch of lying, fake frauds.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a very busy day at the nation's airports.
Travel experts say this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest in the last 20 years. Airline officials hope travelers will experience fewer delays and cancellations because of the industry's advanced planning. The White House is honoring the victims of a recent mass shooting in Colorado Springs.
And there are no words, no words at all, that can bring comfort to those who are grieving. But we stand with the community of Colorado Springs and the LGBTQI plus community.
Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the lives of the five people killed were cut short by a senseless act of violence. A group of Republicans, led by California's Kevin McCarthy, are at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
let me know, Chris, as soon as we have our guest, or if we have our guest. And in the meantime, I got lots to talk about. First of all, before I get to the sponsor of this segment, I want to mention something that just came across my desk. The amount of people that are dropping dead suddenly, and we all know it's because of the COVID vaccine, is just exploding in numbers nobody could even imagine. So many kids in the last week I've downloaded each time, football players, wrestlers, young 14-year-old got vaccinated, dropped dead the next day. And here's the new one, a newly hired American Airlines regional jet pilot collapsed just after takeoff in Chicago on Saturday night. He could not be revived. He died. Cause of death unknown. American Airlines will not disclose any details, including his vaccination pilot, his vaccination status. The co-pilot took over and averted catastrophe. So he collapsed just after takeoff in the seat, flying the plane. He died. God, do you understand what's going to happen in this country? November 19th at 7:59 p.m., Captain Patrick Ford collapsed at the controls of his American Eagle Embraer 175 only seconds after he had left the runway in Chicago. He was speaking to an air traffic controller. His voice abruptly stopped. "Can I help you?" the controller anxiously asked. "We need to return. Captain is incapacitated," the co-pilot says. The plane had barely reached 2,000 feet of altitude. Any mistake could have led it to crash within seconds, and everybody would have died. And then the guy says, "Captain is out. Captain incapacitation." Whew, that is amazing. The co-pilot, Captain Brandon Hendrickson, took control and brought the jet to 5,000 feet, and within minutes had it back on the ground at O'Hare. It's amazing. It's just amazing what's happening in our country and how many pilots could die in the next few years. How about how many Navy pilots and Air Force pilots could die while out there in fighter jets protecting our lives, and they're just going to disappear into the sky and no one will know what happened to them, and then their plane will crash and they'll say, "Well, it must have been a mechanical error." No, actually, the pilot had a heart attack. These vaccines are causing heart attacks and strokes and blood clots to go to your brain, and people are dying all over the world in record numbers. Really, really scary. No one's releasing how old the captain was, but I'm guessing he's pretty young. Because that's what's happened, you know. So many people are dying young after getting the COVID vaccine. Very scary. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Global Healing. A good place, actually. Good segue to hear about Global Healing, because they're a vitamin company. You all know Mr. Vitamin. And vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my energy, my vitality, my perfect health for decades. And I'm so excited to tell you about our newest sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Krupp. He was one of President Trump's health advisors during Trump's first term. Very impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin, the big four, the big immune four. And they've got them in liquid versions as well if you don't like pills, all made in the USA. But the number one best-selling product, one of a kind, is called Oxy Powder. Dr. Group says all disease begins in the gut, and Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut and change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount just for my fans. And get Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide free. And get a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. That's how sure they are. Their vitamins are the best in the biz. 15% discount on every vitamin, including Oxy Powder. All of it at globalhealing.com/war. You got to go to globalhealing.com/WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, and that gets you the discount, the free immune strengthening guide, and that gets you the 1 year money back, 100% money back guarantee. globalhealing.com/war. Chris, any update on our guest? No, nothing at all? Okay. All right, so I got lots to talk about, so I'll just talk about it. If we don't get the guest, we don't get the guest. First of all, I want to talk about the corruption that's going on in our country that's made us into a banana republic, and it's very embarrassing. So you know that Biden appointed a special prosecutor or a special counselor to investigate Trump. How many of you know that the special counselor's wife produced a Michelle Obama documentary? Can you believe this is going on in our country, the United States of America? His wife produced a Michelle Obama documentary. How is this possible in the United States of America that her husband could be the guy tasked with investigating and prosecuting Trump? Is that not a massive conflict of interest? I mean, it's a joke. I think his name is Jack Smith, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on a second. I got to try and find it. Yes, Jack Smith. And the matter of Jack Smith's wife being a full-blown card-carrying liberal. On Friday, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Jack Smith would serve as special counsel to lead an ongoing investigation into Donald Trump being conducted by the DOJ. And Monday, we found out, records show, Smith's wife, Katie Chevigny, is a high-dollar donor to Joe Biden and contributed to various high-profile Democrat efforts. And then there's a screen grab on Twitter showing Katie Chevigny, through a production company, Big Mouth Productions, gave $2,000 to Biden for president campaign in 2020. Chevigny also gave to anti-Semitic, meaning Jew-hating, squad member and Congressman Rashida Tlaib. And on Getter, journalist Paul Sperry wrote, breaking FEC records reveal the wife of supposedly impartial special counsel Biden attorney Jack Smith donated money to Joe Biden and gave money to Rashida Tlaib, the Islamic member of the radical squad who said if Trump were going to impeach the mother effer. And this article doesn't even... Oh, here it is. The wife of Trump's special counsel produced Michelle Obama documentary and donated thousands to Biden. So it just, in passing, mentions the documentary, even though the title is that his wife produced the Michelle Obama documentary. But between the donations and the documentary, there's no possible way that you could imagine that this person is impartial or that this person is not conflicted. It's absolutely disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting, this happening in my country. We live in a banana republic. We really do. And one of the things that makes it a banana republic is that all kinds of layoffs have started now that the election is over. They could have announced them in September, October, or even the first week of November, right in front of the midterms, and everybody would have voted Republican. And I think they did. I mean, we won by a 5 million vote landslide. But we lost all the close seats, I believe, because of rigging and mail-in ballots. All the fraud of the Democrat Party, you know, counting for days after the election with fake ballots. But again, we could have made it so out of reach they couldn't have cheated on us. We could have run, you know, won by 6 or 7 or 8 million votes instead of 5 million in the popular vote nationwide if everybody knew the truth about the economy. But they covered it up before the election. They made sure they didn't lay anyone off till after the election. They made sure the scandal at, what is it, FTX, I think it is, the FTX scandal, the cryptocurrency scandal, that laundered money in Ukraine and sent it back to the United States to go to Democrat campaigns. They made sure none of that came out till after the election. So here's Peter Schiff, who's a friend of mine. And he says, more economic data confirms a recession. A lot of mainstream pundits can see the U.S. economy is headed for recession. What's that? Oh, well, that's the problem. He called in late. There's no point in taking him with 3 minutes, but I'll take him in the next segment. So tell Jake to hold on, and I'll take him for the entire fourth segment of this hour. So we were supposed to have Jake Lang calling in, and obviously he is in, you know, a situation where he's in prison, and I'm not sure when he's allowed to make phone calls or not, but he just called late, so we missed most of this segment. So I'll just have him on in the next segment. He's been held without bond under awful conditions. He's one of the January 6th prisoners, and he is a good guy, a 27-year-old entrepreneur from New York, arrested at the Capitol on January 6th. And they just moved him to his 11th prison, a maximum security prison in Pennsylvania. We'll get Jake on to start the next segment. So hold on, Jake. Don't go anywhere. I'm in the middle of my Peter Schiff economic recession talk here. And listen, I didn't need Peter Schiff to tell me. I know that we've been in a recession this entire year, the second year of Biden's presidency. And we weren't in a recession under Trump. We were with the greatest economy in history until COVID came along. But as Peter Schiff explained in a recent podcast, there's plenty of data that indicates the economy is already in a recession. See? Me and Peter Schiff think alike on this topic.
It's actually a stealth recession, he says, because nobody wants to acknowledge it's actually here. The fact that the U.S. economy charted positive GDP growth in Q3 has also quieted concerns about a recession. And he says that's throwing everybody off. Remember, and this is what I said too, right? I just said it right on the air, so hopefully you remember. Peter Schiff says, remember, when did we have two negative quarters of GDP? And they still denied that we were in a recession. So now that they got a positive quarter, it makes the denial even more plausible. But as Peter pointed out, the reasons for the positive number are all temporary. For instance, the GDP, meaning the gross domestic product, meaning the economic growth in the United States, got a boost from exporting oil out of the strategic reserve. At the current pace, the reserve could be empty next year. And that means oil prices will explode. The other factor was the lower trade deficit. In fact, if you X out shrinking trade deficit, GDP growth was negative. Again, the falling trade deficit was simply a function of a strong dollar. And we're now seeing a weaker dollar. So that it does not bode well. Again, the trade deficit will balloon again and the dollar will weaken. Also, the government uses a contrived number to deflate GDP. Peter said, the number understates the actual increase in consumer prices. And so that's exaggerating economic growth. So, look, I don't need to read the rest of this. Very complex stuff. And, you know, I like to be the Cliff Notes guy, right? I give you the simple version. We are in a recession, and the third quarter was not positive GDP. It's all bull spit. It's all lies and fraud and spin by the Biden administration. And most of it had nothing to do with consumer spending. Consumer spending was down for the third quarter in a row, which means we are in a recession, and it's three quarters in a row of recession, which is very bad. This is a great Biden recession, and we're only finding out after the election. Isn't that interesting?
Paid for by government.com.
The 1870s.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it. That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch. Too, the customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last.
So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, we've got a great guest. I'm going to go straight to the guest. Jake Lang is a 27-year-old entrepreneur from New York, arrested at the Capitol on January 6th. He's part of that J6 situation, which is such a tragedy, such a disaster, such a signal, I guess, or signification, I don't know if that's the right word, that America's become a banana republic and that the people in charge are willing to make up any charges, fake any charges, frame anyone in order to destroy their political opponents. The whole narrative of January 6th is complete bullspit. He's been held without bond under awful conditions in a D.C. prison and many other prisons. He's now been moved to his 11th prison, a maximum security federal penitentiary in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. His legal fund is j6legal.org, j6legal.org. Jake Lang, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you, Jake?
Wayne, God bless you. Thanks for having me back on.
Are you holding up in this 11th prison, the maximum security? First of all, what you did is a misdemeanor at the worst. I don't think you did anything, but I'm just saying if they wanted to charge you with a misdemeanor or something, how are you in a maximum security prison with murderers and drug dealers and the rapists and kidnappers and the worst people in the whole world? How is that possible?
Well, you know, we're living in a despotic, tyrannical regime where a two-tier justice system reigns. You know, they take conservatives and patriots and people, anti-maskers, and the parents that stand up at school board meetings against this transgender ideology and stuff, and they lock us away. They sick the FBI. They're Gestapo.
This call is from a federal prison.
And they get you. That's exactly where I'm at. They stick their Gestapo on us, and then they, you know, bring up all these false charges and, you know, get their media hacks at CNN and MSNBC and Washington Post and New York Times to basically frame us and to drown us out with, you know, all these allegations of domestic terrorism and nonsense like that. That's how it happens. You got the Democratic government and Congress and their little branches that they call themselves the free speech media, but they're anything but. And then they all work together in cahoots to frame good, honest, red-blooded American men. over 900
of us. I agree with you. I'm on your team. It's disgusting. And, you know, I'm a Jew, and I think this reminds me of the Gestapo. It reminds me of Nazi Germany, perhaps not the Holocaust, where they murdered 6 million Jews. It hasn't reached that level yet, but it reminds me of Nazi Germany, 1938, where they were demagoguing and demonizing Jews and false arrests and throwing stones through Jewish store owners' windows. And that's kind of where we're at now. And you're one of those people. You're like the Jewish store owner, and they're threatening you, intimidating you, and they're trying to put you out of business, and they're throwing you in prison for no reason. And so, you know, what is it like to be in a federal penitentiary as a, you know, kind of a Trump supporter? I mean, how dangerous is it for you?
I mean, it's, you know, places like this, I've been bumped around, like you said, 11 different places. You know, you try to get in where you fit in. One of the few kind of things is that there are a lot of Gen Sixers locked up, Wayne, so we kind of have like our own little, you know, group that we hang tough and we hang tight together. We pray together every single day. We do Bible studies. We write all of our amazing fans. We get thousands of letters. So we kind of stay out the way, but there's definitely a lot of people that have been brainwashed inside and outside the system, you know, as far as thinking that, you know, oh, you're a Gen Sixer, that means you're racist and things like that. And, you know, we have to show these people our character, show them our integrity, show them how we stood up to defend the Constitution and their liberties as well that day, that we stood against tyranny that affects every single one of us, from the people in prisons to the free men that's walking out on the streets being taxed to death and, you know, held under medical tyranny. We stood up for everybody that day. And so after a while, we've actually gained the respect of a lot of different inmates and whatnot, because we do have that integrity that is rare, once in a generation, where you just basically say enough's enough and tyranny's not going to be allowed here in our home country.
You're not still in solitary, right? You are actually out in the prison population, and you're allowed to exercise each day, and, you know, you're not stuck in a cell 23 hours a day, I hope.
No, that, out of the 23 months I've been locked up, 20 months I've been in solitary confinement, 22 or 23 hours a day inside
a cell. Oh, my God.
Here at the maximum penitentiary in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, I'm on a pretrial block with about 30 other people, so there's a little bit more freedom, but, you know, every single place is give and take. I'm also only allowed to make one phone call a day here, so, you know, and I, first of all, I'm a pretrial detainee. I'm innocent until proven guilty. And they're
right.
Basically, they moved me here because of how much work we're doing with J6Truth.org and J6Legal.org, fundraising for all of J6 patriots out there and their families, getting them attorneys, making these documentaries and stuff like that. So they moved me here to try to stifle my voice. I mean, I've real life been like 1984, unpersoned, canceled, deleted all my social media accounts, locked me in prison, called me domestic terrorist, tried to take away all my ability to speak to the outside world. But God shows greater grace. He's on our side. And he's allowed me to make this phone call tonight and talk to your audience, and I'm excited.
All right, Jake, we have no choice. We're headed to the top of the hour, and we got news coming up and weather and traffic and all that stuff you do on the radio, and then I'm moving on to hour number two. But we wish you well. I promise you, I just circled it, and I put it on a sheet of paper, and when the show is over tonight, I'm going to go to j6legal.org, and I'm going to make a very healthy contribution to you and to your team, j6legal.org. You'll see one from Wayne Allyn Root later tonight. I want to help you, and in any way I can. I'm so sorry for what you're going through, and I'm disgusted in my country, and I think that Biden is the most disgusting human being, and Merrick Garland, the most disgusting human beings we've ever had at these kind of levels of government. Jake Lang, basically a political prisoner being tortured by the United States government because they don't like his political views. Jake, God bless you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.